my name is Monty Rowland. I'm the president of Monty Design in Morrisville, North Carolina. I wanted to take a few minutes to introduce you to Monty Design. Monty Design is what we call a full-service design firm. We provide mechanical engineering, industrial design, and we also build prototypes. There are also requirements that we need to fulfill for electrical engineering and software development and firmware development. And so we can help with that as well. Our core competency is those first three: mechanical engineering, industrial design, and prototyping. What we do is fill in gaps. We take your project and we go from an estimate to a completed job. Usually a kind of a workflow when it comes to a project goes through several stages. The first stage is the information gathering and understanding. What we want to do is understand what you need us to accomplish so that we can put together a proposal. And that proposal is usually an estimate with stages to it. Sometimes it's we work against an estimate on a time and materials basis, and other times we work as a firm fixed price. Projects go from, you know, creating that estimate to the next stage is usually the industrial design stage. The industrial design stage is where we sit down, work with you to understand your vision, and then take that vision and commit it to concepts on paper. Sometimes those are hand-drawn sketches, sometimes those are computer-generated assets. But what we want to do is to take your vision and pluck that vision out and then get it down on paper so we understand it. We also want to take our understanding of other industries and see where we can bring other techniques, other technologies, and other approaches to bear. So what we're trying to do there is to make sure that your product has the benefit of the knowledge that we've gained over the years doing projects for other people. And that way, you've got a broad perspective on your next product. We want to look and see, you know, what are people doing in your industry and what are people doing across other industries. Bring that into the product development process so that your product is robust, fits the market, and also, you know, we've looked to see where we can bring value to your product and to your customer by bringing in other technologies and other approaches and other thoughts. So we take that, generate sketches, like I said, digital assets depending on the project, and then we may build what's called a massing model. And a massing model is a prototype where it's really only meant to show size and shape and just general, is it the right size? So you can hold it. It's usually not functional, but it gives you a feeling. You can actually put it in your hands, turn it, show it to people. A lot of times what that also does, between that, the sketches and the renderings, compare that to your spec, or if needed be, we can develop that spec for you. And once you put something down on the table, that's also when the unwritten requirements come out. Because that's when someone says, hey, Monty, we need to do this. Or, no, this can't be more than 2 inches tall or 12 inches tall or 1.6 pounds, or it needs to do that. And those undocumented requirements or understated requirements then have this opportunity to flow out. We can capture those early on, because finding out that the product didn't perform as advertised at the end of the project is not good. So we want to capture that in the beginning so we build in success from the front. We go from there to an engineering phase. As soon as we can, we want to build a prototype. In the engineering phase, we take our mechanical engineers, start making SolidWorks solid models, testing those models with computer-aided tools like finite element analysis or computational fluid dynamics, or CFD, for airflow and thermal analysis. We use that to, I guess, prototype digitally, and then pretty quickly we want to build a mock-up. And depending on the project and the scope, some mock-ups may be to test a particular thing. For example, airflow. We might build a mock-up that's aimed completely at testing airflow to verify and validate our CFD results. So then we go through there, build a models in the computer, SolidWorks, and then build a prototype. And as we go forward, our prototypes, you know, the cost of these prototypes increases. Obviously, if you've got a block of foam that someone worked on for an hour, it's much less expensive than if you have, you know, fully functional, fully developed engineering grade prototype that tests out functionality, aesthetics, manufacturing concepts. So we want to match the prototype to your needs. What are the needs at that point? There again, so we want to make sure that we're containing costs where we need to, and make sure that we're providing you with high value for the money you're spending. So build a prototype, test that prototype, make any adjustments to the design based on that testing, and then go out for quotes. So we go out for quotes and come back with a costed bill of material. So you now know what it's going to cost to build your product in production. So we've added some tremendous value in several areas here. One is that we're helping you to leverage our relationship with vendors and component manufacturers, contract manufacturers. So we're taking our relationship, introducing you to the people you need to be introduced to, and then also working with them to generate this cost of bill of materials that tells you what it's going to really cost to manufacture your product at the quantities you want to sell it at. And that's something we're good at. That's something we bring a tremendous amount of value to the table with. Because of those relationships, because of our understanding of how to make this happen. And also, too, that helps save you money because you've got folks that are on your side and us, and helping you work through questions with vendors and contractors. And so we're putting our experience to use. And then also, you may have all this experience in-house. At the same time, it may be that what we're simply doing is providing a relief for your staff so they can be doing other potentially higher value activities or things that they're better at, and then we can work on the things we're good at and get those through your pipeline quicker and to where they're on the shipping dock and you're selling them and you're adding to your bottom line. So at the end of the day, our job is to help you drive towards improving your bottom line. We want to have products that are robust and that are profitable and that are manufacturable. That's Monty Design. We take you through that process. Our job is to serve you and help you turn that next product concept into that next product winner. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to give me a call. It's Monty Rowland, 1-800-722-7987. Visit us on the web, www.monti.com, or shoot me an email, monti@monti.com. And myself and my staff, said we're here to serve you, do a good job for you, and make the add a tremendous amount of value to your product development and engineering process. Please give me a call and let's talk about that project that's on your desk, or the one that's going to be on your desk soon, and let's make your life a little easier and your company more profitable. Monty Rowland, signing off.